Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 360. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, always, thank you so much for listening and for supporting me. Thank you in particular for all the ratings and reviews lately, both on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Those really do help the show grow. So thank you so much for that. And also thank you for picking up one of my journals or all of my journals at newmindsetwhodis.com. And today I have a quick thought, a quick topic that's really in reaction to my own life, to what I would say is like my toxic trait, like my toxic mindset trait. And I think you can relate to this, but for me, it's that in my life, anytime something quote bad happens to me, something changes that introduces a new challenge in my life, anytime I feel down on myself for whatever reason, I tend to do this thing where I jump to a conclusion that's like, oh shit, this is permanent. This is my life now. How I feel today, this negative feeling, well, that's it. This is my life now. Anytime, like something bad happens, I get told no. I have a bad month with my business. I feel unsure about what I'm doing. I feel lost or anxious, you name it, whatever it is. For some reason, I then assume that this is now the permanent way that I'm going to feel. That like today was day one of this new shitty feeling and now it's permanent. This is my life now. And I'm sure I'm not alone in this. I think it's very normal for everyone to have a bad day. Let's say it's an anxious day or a sad day or a depressed day, or you know, you're just having a bad results day, like in your business or your career, you're getting bad matches on Hinge, whatever. You have that bad day or a couple bad days in a row, and you jump to this conclusion that, oh shit, this is it. This is how it's going to be forever. This is my life now. Can you relate to this in some way? Like, I think it's very human to take input from your life that is a bad day or a feeling, and then to extrapolate it, to assume that it's going to be forever, or at least that it's going to become a defining feature of your life. And sure, we can do the things that I preach on this podcast. We can repeat the mantras that we all know, like this too shall pass, tomorrow is a new day. We can repeat some of the things I've said on the show, that life can go from bad to good just as fast as it could go from good to bad. We could say things like that and they help for a minute. But it's not easy to break out of these very human mindsets that kind of just lead us to make these assumptions that whatever happened today or yesterday or whatever pattern you're currently living in your life, well, it's going to be permanent. It's very tough to override that. I think it's very human to do those things. And I was thinking about this the other day on how to break free of this, because mantras only go so far. Our human wiring tends to overpower those moments of clarity quickly. So what do we do? Personally, I found in my life one thing in particular to be really helpful that has empowered me. It's empowered me to be able to have a normal life, that is to have a bad day, to have an anxious day, to have a lost, down on myself, bad results kind of day, but to not jump to the conclusion that it's permanent, that this is my life now. It's really empowered me to literally say, okay, today was today, but it's not forever. And here's why. Here's why. That is what I've figured out. I've figured out how to know why that's not the case. And I think that is so crucial, knowing why something is true or not true. It's not enough to say, oh, it's okay, you know, this too shall pass, because our human nature overpowers that. We have to know why this too shall pass. We have to know why tomorrow is a new day. We have to know why tomorrow might be a better day. And I say that in every episode. If you're an avid listener, you know I'm obsessed with this idea of why. I really have. But when we've done the inner work in our life to answer the question of why, that's how you become unstoppable. It really is. That's how you retain all of your greatest traits, your optimism, your kindness, your empathy, your compassion towards yourself and others. I talk about why so much on your podcast. Knowing why you deserve what you deserve. Knowing why your ex is your ex. Knowing why you're dating. So on and so forth. Knowing why. And in the case of what I'm talking here, and that is not allowing a bad day to become a bad life. Not allowing yourself to assume the presence of a negative emotion means that's who you are now, or how the rest of your life is going to be. In this case, knowing why is why you'll be okay. Frankly, when you know why you'll get over it, when you know why tomorrow is a new day, that is how you snap out of this. So I just want to take this short episode and arm you with one way in particular that I look at life that has really helped me. And I think it'll help you look that negative emotion, that negative result, that anxiety, that insecurity in the face and say, hey, I see you, but this is not permanent. So how do we do this? Well, simply put, what I do is I look back to look forward. I look back to look forward. And really, this is the simplest thing in the world. It really is. But when we're living our lives and we're burned out by something, we're bothered by something, we're assuming things about ourselves and our life and what we're capable of, we tend to extrapolate that feeling and look forward. We tend to look how life is going to be, the presence of that thing in our life permanently. We look forward. We look at how life is going to suck given that present anxiety, that present unanswered question, that present insecurity. We look forward and we assume. That's why we go into this mode where we're like, oh man, well, I guess this is my life now. We look forward. We don't look back. But looking back for me has proven to be really powerful because here's what it does. Let's say, for instance, look back, choose a moment back in time like 5 years ago and do your best to put yourself in the shoes of five year ago you. Be in that moment. Try to recall literally everything you can about who you were 5 years ago, what you were doing, how you dressed, what you were trying to do and accomplish, and where you were trying to go, everything you can think of. And most of all, try to think of the challenges that you were faced with at the time, the frustrations you had, the questions you were looking to answer. Try to think of those things. What was on your mind? What was pulling you back? Think about what questions you had at the time. What am I doing? I feel like I'm falling behind. How do I find my place in life? How do I find my passion in life? Think about how you identified 5 years ago. I don't like the way I look. I'm self-conscious about this. I only look good from my right side. I feel skinny, overweight. I feel like a 4 out of 10, whatever it is. Think about the things that made you anxious 5 years ago. I feel like I'm not good enough. I feel like I have to prove something to my parents. I feel like I need to prove something to the world. I feel like I need more money to prove that I'm worthy of this or that. Think about these things. Think about the things that 5 years ago pulled at you, that at the time you were anxious because of. They overwhelmed you. They made you doubt yourself, whatever. 5 years ago. Now, flash forward back to today. And ask yourself, how many of those challenges or negative emotions or questions or insecurities remain in the same form in your life? Some of them might be there, maybe, but those questions you had for yourself, where do I fit in? What do I want? Why can't I find this or find that? I'm willing to bet that even if you're still working on them in some sense, that you largely answered them, or you graduated to the next chapter of them. You answered them in some sense, and you were able to move on to new questions or new challenges that are in your present life, right? When you look back, and if you do it openly and honestly, I think you're going to realize that 5 years ago, you had a lot of questions, you had a lot of assumptions, you had a lot of doubts, very similar to the ones you have today. But in looking back, you'll realize that you found answers to them. You overcame them in some way. You found purpose in that struggle in some way, right? You did. You really did. Like, that anxiety that you needed money to be happy, that question of what are you doing in life, that question of why aren't you confident, whatever it was 5 years ago, you addressed those questions. And they are not, quote, this is my life now today. They were part of an older chapter, an older version of you that you have presently leveled up past, and you've grown to new questions and new challenges. And I think to look back is to look forward in this way because it reminds you what you're capable of. And so when I look back personally, I see that and I realize that life is always going to be filled with moments of like temptation. That is moments where you're tempted to think, this is my life now. Moments where you think that today's challenges, today's questions, today's insecurities are going to be your forever challenges, questions, or insecurities. And certainly, sometimes we do spend a long time in life wrestling with certain questions, but for the most part, time offers us this great gift. It offers us the ability to overcome those challenges, to answer those questions, to embrace those insecurities, so that we can then move on to the next ones. And I know that even as I say this, that answer is kind of approaching the land of cliche. Oh, time heals all wounds. You will overcome, right? That kind of vibe. And I think older, younger me would have kind of scoffed at that. But let's just take a moment here and let's just appreciate this concept at face value. Let's just take a moment and consider our lives. And let's do an exercise where we circle the problems we faced 5 years ago. And let's compare them to the problems we face today. And let's realize that for the most part, they are different because our worldviews, our perspectives, our mentalities, they've all leveled up during that time. Like, for instance, for me, for Case Kenny, to look back 5 years is an exercise in cringe. Absolutely. So 5 years ago, I was 27, 28. So I certainly wasn't super young. Like that is not very young, but it's still cringy. Cringe city. Like I can look back and I can consider here the questions I was asking myself 5 years ago, the things that I was wrestling with, the things that were causing me to doubt myself 5 years ago. Again, these are things at the time that I was tempted to think were going to be forever, right? In the same way that today, you're looking forward. 5 years ago, I was also looking forward and I was thinking that those challenges were forever. Like really cringy stuff. Like 5 years ago, I was very obsessed with status. The question of, oh man, how am I going to make more money? Because I need $3,000 a weekend to get bottle service because that is what I need to feel validated as a single guy living in Chicago. How can I prove myself? I need to prove myself. If I'm not making headlines, money, influence, whatever, what value do I have? How am I going to do this? How do I prove myself? Or on social media, how am I going to get more followers and likes? How am I ever going to do this? Or at the gym, how am I going to get bigger and stronger because I need that? That is where my value is coming from because I'm insecure in other ways. I need these things, right? Looking back now, I'm like, man, those are kind of cringy questions and insecurities I had. But that sentence in and of itself is why this is a powerful exercise. Because looking back at the time, those were anything but cringy. Absolutely, they were not. They were serious in my life. And 5 years ago, I was self-aware and honest. I was. But I felt like I needed to address those questions. I felt like I needed to solve them. I needed the answers because that was my world. Those things made me anxious that they're going to be forever in the same way that today's issues make me anxious that they're going to be forever as well, just as it is today. At that time, I was tempted to think in the midst of those insecurities or doubts or questions or challenges where I didn't feel validated or strong or whatever that, hey, man, if I don't figure this out, this is my life now, right? Negative assumptions, just as you and me, we might feel today looking forward, right? But I think if we hit pause and look back, we'll realize that 5 years ago versus now, we found those answers. Not on that, like we just moved on because we found more important things to worry about, but yeah, we really did find answers in a sense, in that we found a truer version of ourselves that made us realize that some of those things are not relevant. They don't need our attention. Those insecurities are not real for us anymore because it doesn't bother us and it should never have, but we've leveled up. We found a truer version of ourselves. Time gave us the gift to grow. So much so in those 5 years that we found the answer, or version 1.0 became 2.0, that it's no longer even on our radar anymore. like for me, I realized, of course, that I didn't need money to feel validated or to be this ripped strong version of myself or to have the approval or headlines or any of that. Time and lessons and perspective gave me that gift. And I can say that 100% now looking back, that is not my life. Absolutely not. It felt like it at the time in the same way you might feel like it today. But I found in the passing time a truer version of myself. So I just wanted to give you this idea that the next time, probably today, that you feel anxious or overwhelmed or lost or you're doubting yourself and you're tempted to think that the rest of your life is going to be filled with that doubt, or you're always, always, always going to be fighting this insecurity or looking for this answer to this question, take a quick pause. And as cliche as it sounds, consider the gift of time. Consider 5 years ago version of you, and then consider today version of you. Consider looking back. How many of those questions you had 5 years ago remain unanswered, unaddressed, unchanged? Consider how you became a truer version of yourself and you overcame those things in some way. And this isn't a patronizing thing. I'm anti-patronizing yourself. I am anti-pat on the back for no reason. This isn't an exercise in being like, oh, look how much you've grown, 5 stars. Like, this is pragmatic. This is no bullshit. This is literally you realizing that you did find the answers you were looking for, and you will find them again. This is not your life now. You will find a truer and truer and truer version of yourself each time, because you create it each time. Struggle, self-doubt, insecurity, unanswered questions, that is always going to be part of life. But I am very confident, based on this exercise, not blind trust, but based on this exercise, that you will find what you're looking for. And you will realize what is most important to you. And you will find these answers, overcome these challenges. To think you're never going to, I don't think it's giving you enough credit. Seriously, look at you. You will find what you're looking for. You will answer the question. You will embrace the insecurity. You will level up again and again and again because you've done it before and you'll continue to do that. And not just because that's what you do and life is life. That's kind of like a passive thing, but it's the opposite. You are active. You will find those things that are not permanent, because you're looking for the answers. You're motivated to not be stuck. You're motivated to break patterns and cycles. Some people are not. Some people say, this is my life now, and they mean it, and they give up, and they accept it. But you're listening to this podcast, you know, you're 18 minutes into this podcast, and you're probably a lot like me. You're driven, you're eager, you're probably stubborn, and you're not going to accept a vibe that sees a negative emotion and assumes, this is the rest of my life. You might be tempted to, just like I am, in moments of weakness to do that, but you can and you will choose to look back in order to look forward. You choose to look back at a younger version of you. You look back at younger version of you with younger questions, younger doubts, younger insecurities, and through that process, you realize that you found purpose through that. You found answers. You embrace those insecurities, and today, it's so different, just as tomorrow will be so different. So that temptation to think, this is my life now, it doesn't give you the respect that you deserve. You deserve more respect. Give it to yourself. You turn pages. You close chapters. You start new ones because you embrace the gift of time, because you look back to look forward. So I'll end it right there. Just a quick reset exercise you can keep in your back pocket when you're tempted to think, this is my life now. Look back to look forward. If this was helpful, I'd be so grateful if you'd share the podcast with a friend. Just send them the link, tell them to check it out. I do new episodes every Monday and every Thursday. But that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me and visiting newmindsethoodist.com and picking up a journal. And until next episode, I'm out.